it in. One of them Sun Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New gun laws are planned in New Zealand in response to the murder of 50 people at two mosques there Friday. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says details are still being worked out. David Tipple owns the store where the killer bought his guns online.
My staff and I are dismayed and disgusted.
New Zealand's police commissioner says the killer acted alone but may have had help. With remains still being identified from a plane crash in Ethiopia, empty caskets are driven to the streets for a memorial service in the capital Addis Ababa. Ethiopia's transport minister says the black box recorders from the plane are in good condition.
He says enough data has been recovered for a preliminary report to be released in just 30 days and shows, quote, clear similarities with the crash of the same type of plane in Indonesia last October. That crash last week killed all 157 people on board.
It's Fox's Aisha Hosni. This is Fox News.
You are going to Yale, young lady.
But Mom, I'm a C student.
And she'll stop at nothing.
You will get an athletic scholarship.
But I hate sports and I failed gym.
Lori Loughlin stars in her final Hallmark Channel original movie, Secret Admissions.
Why can't I just be a trust fund kid like all my friends?
Ripped from today's headlines and today's ripped up contracts.
You will get an Ivy League education if it costs me my career.
Secret Admissions, also starring Felicity H. Huffman.
I don't have an H for a middle initial. That's my husband.
Right. I got confused with you both being shameless. Secret Admissions, only on the Hallmark Channel, which is up in the 1300s somewhere on your cable system near Discovery Health and Nat Geo, I think. Hit the guide button.
Breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. And our fearless leader makes sure the morning show starts their day off right. Isn't that right, Greg Budell?
Hot dog. When it comes to cooking, I'm gonna catch me out.
Jay Scott, how's your breakfast?
This is a tasty burger.
Emily Hayes, what did you have?
Yeah, I wonder what it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You had the chicken, right?
Exactamundo.
And Rich Thomas. I know you like things a little hot.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Now, I heard it's time for three men and a lady.
You heard right.
All right.
All right. I'll bet everybody feels great the morning after St. Patrick's Day. Glad you could join us. Three men and a lady, Greg Budell, Chase Scott, Emily Hayes. Actually, I said, let's start with the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Chili this morning. No, actually, it was Kanika sausage and it was breakfast casserole. Yeah. Sunshine today, a nice day with a high temperature up to about 68. We were at 67 yesterday. What a great day. And boy, oh boy, if this is your week for spring break, you have hit the jackpot. I don't see one tornado this week. Partly cloudy to chilly tonight, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, look for cool sunshine, but a nice day, high around 64. Low tomorrow night, 38. So a couple of mornings in the upper 30s. But Wednesday, mostly clear. It's going to be a nice day, a high around 67. Spring officially begins just before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a full moon Wednesday night. There's a space station flyover. All kinds of great things happening on Wednesday. Then Thursday, you know, we'll tease 70 degrees. A couple of the models try to print a shower in here on Thursday. I've got the rain chances at 10%. Low 70s on Friday. Upper 70s, perhaps. Well, mid to upper 70s on Saturday. Just a nearly perfect day for here and the Gulf Coast beaches, spring breakers. And so that's our perfect week ahead. Right now, this morning, we have a chill. Yeah, it's 45 degrees. Definitely jacket weather. North winds at 6 miles per hour. 6:08.
Yesterday, you were out celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the wearing all the green, the drinking all the beer, and now you got the hanging all the over. Don't worry. We know you don't feel well and need rest. So we're not going to be boisterous, loud, or obnoxious.
Yeah, right. That's what you get for drinking on a school night. Now get up, you lazy drunken slob, and get to work. You're going to be late.
It was just a bunch of music there.
For you to talk over.
Oh, and say what?
That's what a lot of those things are.
Wow, there's Rich on TV.
Yeah. Ooh, this seat is low.
What? They're running, they're back to that promo again. Okay. Probably should freshen that up.
There we go. Now it's better.
I have to text a very important message.
That's fine. While you're making that text, I need to bring up something that hasn't been brought up since 1985.
Oh.
Auburn won the SEC championship.
Yeah, I was going to say congratulations to the Auburn Tigers SEC champs today. And also, they're going to that large dance, the big dance.
Yes.
They will be playing Thursday night in New Mexico State.
Number five on seed, Thursday. I think, is what they
They're got. Number five seed. They're going to be playing the number 12 seed. So congratulations to the...
The Florida-Auburn game.
SEC champions.
The Florida-Auburn basketball game was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then Tennessee yesterday.
Well, they won four games in a row.
They had to.
To get to the large dance.
Yeah. It was unreal. I know we don't talk a lot about basketball, but I mean, if Alabama was doing this, we'd be talking about them too. But this was amazing.
Yes, we would be.
I'm glad that you guys will have a chance to be raisins in the sun. That's good.
It was great basketball to watch. It really, really was.
We have a great baseball team too.
Hey, that's coming up this week, I think.
The chess team is pretty good, too.
Is it this week or is it next? The chess team. Capital City Classic.
Oh, that's next. That's the 26th, so that'll be, what, on Thursday, Tuesday. Week from tomorrow.
And Steve Miller is this Thursday.
Do we have more tickets to give away?
Sure do.
Oh, man.
Can you make me feel good? Can you play a note from a Steve Miller song?
Just one of those five easy pieces that you have.
There it is.
Oh, man. That just takes me back.
I'm flying like an eagle this morning.
Oh. There's your head start, kids.
On a big old jet airline.
And I'm not being a joker.
I hate to start the show off.
Oh, no.
With Jungle Love?
With a litany of unpleasantness.
Abracadabra, no.
But I am... Something's wrong.
Not feeling well? I could tell when you texted... that first text this morning at 1:30, by the way.
Good Lord.
1:30. 1:43.
But I'm keeping the basket real close to me.
Oh, no! Not that feeling bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's what green, whatever you ate green yesterday,
right? What did you do on your St. Patrick's Day?
We didn't have corned beef and cabbage, but Mr. Brittlebottom made a fabulous dinner yesterday.
I did corned beef.
So I felt very spoiled, but I kind of still going through a little bit of this thing, and I kind of sputtered to the fest. So I fell asleep early, like around 7:30, during one of my Smithsonian Channel shows.
Yeah.
And
did you watch the new one on the Yellowstone? Yeah, the epic Yellowstone.
Yes,
it's pretty good.
It's amazing. I woke up and I said, "Well, how much time do I have here to get everything ready for the?" And it was 9:30. Yeah. So
when I saw an email from you at 1:30,
that means you had plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time. So I was sorry, and I had to go to CBS 8 this morning because I had to bring them. I made them half of that casserole.
Oh, cool!
Oh, wonderful!
Nice. We have something to talk about.
I guess Did they not mention it when you did their hit with them this morning?
No, it didn't come up in our conversation.
Oh, well.
So I had to drop that off, and then Now I'm just trying to hold it together, so forgive me.
Well, take a look at that puppy. Maybe it'll make you feel better.
Look at the little baby puppy.
Hey, that is
that is a little
black
puppy.
Little puppy there. Just no hint of color.
Is that a lab?
You know what? It looks like it could be a lab.
At that small, I don't know that I can tell. Probably, but I don't know.
It reminds me of Hershey.
Closed captioning says, you said a retriever mix.
Okay.
Oh. You know, as I tell people all the time, and in fact, I told Emily a while back, the puppy days you'll remember with great warmth, but puppy days are
tough.
They're
happening.
Are tough. Are tough. I was all scratched up. I was mad sometimes.
Mine was the chewing.
Yeah, the chewing.
We was just don't chew that. My dad.
Yeah. But you'll look back at these puppy days.
I really hope so.
When Briscoe was teething, he
because they are
gnawed on table legs and my bed. Boy, I don't care if it. You know, if you're gonna have a dog and they're gonna do these things, you just gotta roll with it.
That's just the way it is.
I'm fine with. Oh, I got all the Steve Winwood puns in there. and the Bruce Hornsby in the Range. But they chew on stuff outside. I'm not worried about that.
That's where they chewed. That's what my father got so upset with, because he had a lot of trailers outside. And you know the wires that connect your electrics to the trailer lights? Oh, he replaced so many of those.
Yeah, they love sticks. Yeah. They love chewing on sticks. And so
and sticks.
Sticks, yeah. And,
sticks!
Whoa, just walking right into him this morning.
Well, while you see a chance, take it.
But they just, it's the trying to tunnel to the next door neighbors because they got a little dog and they want to be buddies, and the behavior issues are just, I don't know.
Why do you need to be in that next yard?
Yeah.
Once they get in there, they're looking at us.
Well, how did I get clawed? How did I get over here? Well, I can't remember. I'm standing right in front of the hole I dug to come under the fence. Why can't I come back under?
I was covered in scratches all over my body.
Yeah, we've got a muscadine vine that runs down. It's like an L in the backyard. Mm-hmm. It runs down one side, and then the back side of it is close to the back side of that fence. And since it's not, in its prime season, it's thinned out and stuff, so they can see over there, and
they want to be over there,
and I just, oh, man.
Well, someday, you will look back at the wonderful puppy moments. They'll be wonderful then.
At the time they pooped in the studio.
What is this? Hershey, Angel.
That's
Angelina.
Exactly what it was.
Yep. It wasn't so much that. I mean, he made little raisinettes. He was he weighed like a pound and a half when I first got him. It's just that it wound up on Don Markwell's shoe. And that's how I became a big Simmons. All right, 6:17, we're going to get your local news. And then we have Menthol Meredith.
Yay!
With her thoughts, how she spent St. Patrick's Day.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Cleanup efforts continue in Elmore County after a tornado ripped through the Titus community late last week. EMA officials say more than 40 structures were damaged in Elmore County. An arrest has been made in a 20-year-old murder case in Dothan. Police say 45-year-old Coley McCraney was arrested Saturday and charged with rape and capital murder in the 1999 deaths of 17-year-olds Tracy Howlett and J.B. Beasley. Ozark police have scheduled a press conference for later today. And bidders from around the world will be in Montgomery this week for the J.M. Wood Spring Auction. Over 5,000 pieces of construction, forestry, and agriculture equipment are up for auction. Auction officials say some of the equipment will sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Two shorts.
The weekend's over.
Oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
The weekend is over.
I gotta go back to school. I gotta go back to work.
The weekend is over.
They turned Monday into Monday.
Mondays suck.
Quit complaining.
Stop complaining.
And get back to work.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right.
All right, let's see what kind of St. Patrick's Day menthol Meredith had in her raspy voice at 6:20.
Well, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, but I ain't feeling the luck of the Irish. I drank a Ford F-150's worth of green Keystone Light, and I'm feeling about as fresh as a piece of roadkill in July. Hell, I ain't drank that much since, gosh, I don't even know when, Wednesday? In honor of St. Patty's, I wrote a love letter to the hottest, most violent leprechaun on the planet, Connor McGregor. In prison just yet, but as soon as he gets there, I'm gonna mail him this letter. I got a thing for convicts. Some people love a man in uniform, and some people love a man in federal. They told me I'm not allowed to read the letter on the radio, but let's just say Connor could Floyd my Mayweather any day. Connor, if you're listening, call me. I'm pretty good looking, and I got a vat of corned beef cooking.
Jeez. Well, she's very, very descriptive, isn't she?
That's one way of putting
it. What's
it.
Going on? So, the power of radio advertising, right?
Right.
Because last week we were talking about Jack Ingram, and they were having, you know, everything in their inventory was going to be...
Everything must go!
Well, they had the price online, and then they had new prices on the windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, we had been talking about upgrading show since he's doing so well, honor student, AUM, blah, blah, blah. And so we did it again. We traded in two and got two.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Ross, man, I got this hot 2017 Corolla. Had only 36,000 miles
on
it.
Oh, nice.
And she's been tooling around in that just to make sure... You know, she'd be happy with it. It's going from the SUV back to a sedan. And, gosh, Tip James is so funny because he last time he says, I got just the car for you. And it was the Saturn we bought for show. He says, I got just the car for you. And it was a Navy captain who traded in a Subaru. And
did he get a Subaru?
Yeah.
You know, that's what a husband drives.
Well, this... He showed me the paperwork. This Navy captain kept every detail on this car.
You would expect a Navy captain.
The entire time. And I swear to God, the interior of that vehicle looked like it just rolled off the Bailey.
Rolling off the Bailey?
Rolling off the Bailey right here.
Bailey?
Let's get the chicken out of the way.
Uh-oh.
Bailey?
Because I don't want to vomit Bailey on you.
Subarus are great cars.
Well, the whole thing was we were able to get, upgrade two vehicles for just a few more bucks a month. It worked out great. So we are now, that's number four, number five from Jack Ingram.
Wait. Yes. Okay, yeah.
And that Toyota Roz got it's got a really sharp, it's very sporty design.
Oh yeah. I rode in one recently, and it was the first time I've been in a Corolla since I had one in high school, and it was.
You may have seen her on Interstate 85 yesterday.
I know what you used to play that for.
I knew she was going to hit the pedal to the metal when I overheard out of the driveway.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I knew somebody was going to be taken off at 6:23. We have the timeline for the... boy, it seems awfully quiet, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just seems awfully quiet on this Monday after a Sunday, St. Patrick's Day.
Spring break.
And we also have our first look at the roads here from Mr. Balaki. Then our TV topic today is superpowers we want and what we would pay to get them.
That first one on the list there, the one that people would pay $8,200 for, we didn't broach that subject at 5:50 this morning. I said,
Ryan
said, we'll let Greg talk about that. I said, I haven't had to talk yet, so.
I don't need to buy that superpower. I got it.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking around the river region, and we don't see any problems for you this morning. Everything is rolling just fine. We don't see any problems on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, it's a speed limit ride for you on 65 and 85, and there's no problems coming in on the 31s. Remember, school is out in Montgomery today, so the traffic should be a little bit lighter. Let's be careful and watch out as we head to work. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now, here's today's Thought Bubble.
Monday after St. Patrick's Day. 8 o'clock meeting. Oh, just don't throw up. Keep it together. Keep it together. Uh-oh.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
BBC Tonight.
Not guilty.
He killed two women and got away with it.
A 10-episode event begins.
I have the chance to get justice.
The Fix.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I partied last night, it was St. Patrick's Day. And now my headache just won't go away. Monday hangover. St. Patty's hangover. Drank with the leprechauns. The cotton mouth is setting in. The floor. Today these Irish eyes are smiling no more. Monday hangover. St. Paddy's hangover. Drunk with the leprechauns. Tell the boss I ain't coming in.
For the 18th of March, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
77th day of the year with 288 days remaining.
It'll be done before you know it.
It's National Awkward Moments Day.
Had a few of those.
Yeah, I may have one right in front of you before the show is over.
No, don't do that.
First one since 1995.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. About this one, it's Forgive Mom and Dad Day. For what?
Oh, listen.
My mom and dad were
be a child of divorce, and you'll find reasons to forgive your parents.
Oh, okay. Well, when we
remember they sacrificed for you day. Or
and a supreme sacrifice. And by the way, it is Supreme Sacrifice Day. How about that?
Al Bow.
I apologize for not having eggs with your sausage and hash browns.
I was raising hell this morning. I said, where's the eggs? No, I didn't.
I said, I'm so ashamed.
I said, I'm fine.
You know, I was a slow starter.
It's okay. I saw when I saw your 1:43 a.m. text this morning. It is Transit Driver Appreciation Day. And boy, oh boy, did you ever say something nice to your transit driver? Of course, those of you who have transit drivers regularly. 169 years ago, 1850, Henry Wells and William Fargo launched a shipping company called American Express. No, of course not. Wells Fargo.
How ironic. I have to go over there later.
Wells Fargo. 88 years ago, 1931, a genius named Jacob Schick. Well, you can imagine what he invented, the first electric razor.
Holy shick.
Remember those commercials at Christmas time with the raise the Santa Claus?
I think that was Norelco, actually.
Oh, Norelco?
Yeah, that's a classic ad. Yeah. I think they still run it.
Is that right?
That's so cool. It's such a happy little
good
ad.
Idea. Oh, gosh. On this date in 1925, the worst U.S. tornado in history. It started in eastern Missouri and went through southern Illinois and southern Indiana, killing 695 people, injuring 13,000 people, causing $17 million in property damage back at that time. It's called the Tri-State Tornado. Deadliest twister began near Elgin, Missouri. But southern Illinois got it worst. They got the worst. It was on the ground 3 hours, 37 minutes. More than 500 of the total 695 perished in southern Illinois.
Hop the Mississippi River.
And can you imagine, this is before satellite and radar, of course, and there weren't even warnings on the radio. You didn't know. Just didn't know.
Even people that saw it didn't realize it was a tornado because it was so wide.
It was a boiling mass of black.
Yeah, they thought it was just a big, nasty old thunderstorm.
Bailey, there's nothing to see where you are.
Well, no.
What do you know, Rich?
I have references.
I know you guys hang out.
I have references.
On the state in 1937, nearly 300 students in Texas killed by an explosion of natural gas at their school.
Oh, man.
I saw that on a Smithsonian channel.
So they built this school in the middle of a large oil and natural gas field. Nothing could go wrong there, huh?
Well, here's what came from that. After that explosion, at that time, natural gas did not have a cent. So that's why all natural gas has a cent.
They've added a cent to it?
After that explosion, they had no idea.
I had never heard that. How about that? 1965, the Poppin' Fresh Pillsbury Doughboy is introduced. Thank you. You're quick. On that same day in 65, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Bill Wyman are arrested for insulting behavior. What'd they do? They urinated on the wall of the Francis Garage. Can't do that. Boys. 1967, Penny Lane by the Beatles peaks at number one. What's the flip side of Penny Lane? It's a double-sided hit.
Strawberry Fields.
Correct. Forever.
Are you serious?
You are so right.
Because that's just my de facto answer anytime you ask what the B-side is.
Yeah, it is
good
right.
For you.
You are so good.
How about that, Emily, everybody?
Now, our song of the day. It was number one on the Billboard charts on this day. In 1969, that incredible year for big hits. This one leans a little bubblegumish, but that's okay. Brings back pleasant memories of a 13-year-old kid growing up in suburban Cleveland, Ohio. 27-year-old Tommy Rowe from Atlanta, backed up by the famous L.A. Wrecking Crew. I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning, and it's you, girl, making it spin. The fact is, you're making me dizzy.
There is an episode of Green Acres where Ebb's cousin, who is a guitar player and a big star, comes to visit. And it's funny because he plays the guitar and blows out all the light bulbs in the Douglas house and stuff. That character is played by Tommy Rowe.
Tommy Rowe.
I was shocked when I saw that night.
You know what? In the middle of the night, as I'm preparing my morning video, CBS ran a feature on Blaine, they got the drummer that died this week. What's his first name again? He played on 30,000 hit songs. Jeez. And there's supposed to be some sort of documentary on the L.A. Wrecking Crew that I want to see really
Me
bad
too.
Now.
Who did I see died? Dick Dale? Was it? No. Who was it that died just recently?
Who else?
The drummer.
That was him.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, at the age of 90. Brian Wilson over the weekend called him the greatest drummer of all time. 1972 on this date, Heart of Gold by Neil Young peaks at number one. On this date in 82, Soulmaster Teddy Pendergrass paralyzed from the waist down when his Rolls Royce bounced off a divider, slammed into a tree in Philly. 34 years ago, 1985, Baseball Commissioner Peter Uberoth reinstated Hall of Fame stars Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. Apparently, they had been banned from baseball by accepting PR jobs at casinos.
They were greeters at casinos, which was one of the few jobs that an athlete of note could find.
Afterwards.
Joe Lewis and others did that same thing. Yeah. But just being connected to a casino now, sports betting's legal.
Right.
And you know that baseball managers have to submit their lineups to the commissioner's office first so they can go to Vegas.
Is that right?
Yes, that's a new rule this
that's
year.
That's not.
Of that Supreme
I don't
Court
like
rule.
That. On the state of 94, Naked Gun 33 and a third, the final insult was released.
Yeah.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
O.J. Simpson and Anna Nicole Smith.
Really? How about that for a couple of...
Yeah, it was Dick Dale that passed away yesterday.
Oh, Dick Dale yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He did a lot of surf guitar.
Oh, man. What a
He did was the hit song Miserloo?
They had a technical issue with the pledge. That's why I had you turn it
off. Oh, okay.
18 years ago in 2001, John Phillips, founder of the Mamas and the Papas, died on this date at the age of 65, heart failure.
Nice guy. I had him on my show when his book came out.
Nice guy, but, you know, fooling around with his daughter. More than once.
Yeah, there's some allegations there that are just...
I don't know. That's hard to imagine. Let's see. Birthdays. Lily Collins. Who is that? Well, it's Phil's daughter. She's 30 today. Adam Levine, shirts off boy from TV, Maroon 5, is 40 today. Dane Cook is 47 today, comedian. Yeah. Queen Queen Latifah is 49. Yeah. Vanessa Williams is 56. Irene Cara.
Oh, what a feeling.
What a feeling. I can have it all.
On Kiss FM.
She's 60 today. Dead or alive, Charlie Pride.
Alive.
Alive.
He is alive at 85. Kiss that angel. Good morning. From the dearly departed file, Peter Graves.
He's dead.
He is dead. He's still dead. Died in 2010 for Mission Impossible. Good morning, Mr. Phelps. The man you were looking at.
He's more famous for this.
Joey!
That's true. That's very true. That's before his comedy days that I mentioned. Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Pickett from Prattville, Alabama, is would have had a birthday today. He died in 2006. Spring begins in 2 days, makes tomorrow the last day of winter. 8 days till the Max Capital City Classic. 10 days till the first pitching of the... Never mind. Goodbye. We're done.
All new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
6:40 on this Monday morning, a new survey looked into different skills and superpowers we wish we had and how much we'd pay to magically have these superpowers with zero effort.
Yeah, and the number one power was healing or regeneration like Wolverine, and people said they would pay $143,000. Other powers include invisibility and teleportation at $123,000 and mind reading for $119,000. There's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1.
Good morning, I see guys. The one you left off there.
I noticed. Yeah, and you said you were going to talk to me.
No. I haven't had the talk yet, so I have nothing.
I don't need to buy that. It's factory installed.
Yeah. It becomes standard with you.
You know, how much would you pay for a good hash brown casserole?
Oh, did you guys get that this morning? No?
We did. We have not dived into it yet because Retha hid it from us.
Let's conjugate that verb.
My IB is not working, so whatever you said, I'm laughing at it. But
asking about the hash brown casserole.
I haven't had a chance to eat it yet, but I will in a few minutes.
Wait a minute. We have a grammatical crisis here. He said we have not dived into it.
Dove?
Is it... We haven't...
Dived?
Doven?
Diven?
Doven? Diven? Diven into it yet?
No.
Diven.
That's what we're going to do for excitement now. We're going to... diagram sentences and conjugate verbs.
I love the fact that Andrew, with a defective IFB, has no idea that what we could be saying about him.
I know. Boy, oh boy. And that number one.
No.
Completely clueless. Look at his face.
Yep. I agree.
Yep.
He agrees. He has no idea what we were saying. Hey, 3 minutes.
Some of these things change with age, like being able to be invisible. That was kind of a thing you might think about when you were a teenager.
Cool.
Actually, curious.
When I was very young, I thought X-ray vision would be...
Yeah, they used to advertise cool. In comic books these glasses.
X-ray specs.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And it was such a sexist thing.
For just a few dollars, too.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's amazing.
And they showed some bathing beauty pose like
yeah,
this.
Right.
And the guy's like, you know, wow, these glasses are just...
You posed. I'm sorry. Because that's how women walk around in bathing suits.
Oh, well.
But
have you ever been in traffic and teleportation would be teleportation would be pretty cool.
What does bending time mean? I mean...
Well, does that go back to... Never mind.
It's not about stretching.
Okay, I got it.
His IFB is back.
He can hear now.
Yes, I can hear for the time being. That's
no,
the power that I would like to have for my IFB to never mess up.
I see.
You guys see. Every morning.
Okay.
Oh man.
Mind reading. Well, I don't want to mind read. You know that I don't. That's one I
it's
don't.
It's too much. It's
sometimes
too much.
You're better off not knowing.
I know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Oof.
I have enough trouble with my own thoughts.
Yeah, right. Exactly right.
And then he gives us that innocent face every morning.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Which on that list would you pick as yours, though? If you had to pick one, which
superpower,
would you pick?
Superpower.
Mine's flight.
Yeah, mine too.
Mine's flight.
I would like to fly.
Flight or teleportation.
Do you have to pay all that money up front, or can you finance that in a 12 easy payments? Yeah.
The problem is with, you know, I've gained a few pounds over the years. You know, if I'd been able to buy flight, I would have been a private plane a couple of years ago, not more of a jumbo jet sort of... That's kind of distressing.
Yeah, I got you. Superpowers. So what is your favorite? You say flight?
Yeah, that would... The amount of time I spend traveling.
Well, teleportation would be good then.
Well, yeah. No, teleportation.
But one of the things that people want to buy on this list is public speaking, and I just want you to know that you can reach me after the show, and I will be happy for $6,200 to teach you all about public speaking.
And Ryan mentioned one last hour for those of us in the weather business, controlling the weather.
But don't you do that already?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
I always like Storm on X-Men. Producer John said mind control would be something that producers, they always want to manipulate you and make you do what they want you to do.
So you can hear him, and he's saying rap. Now,
producers
right?
want to manipulate you?
I'm shocked.
So am I.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys. Well, that is all the time we have.
Eat your casserole.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
We will.
We will.
All right.
And to hear more from Three Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
It's awfully bright.
It's not like I expected them, to be sitting there shoveling it in. But I went over there at 4:45.
Yeah, but they didn't really start their news at 5?
It's not like they have big open blocks to do stuff like we do.
They go.
Since there's no cameras in here,
for the most part. I know their general manager, Mark, and I don't think he allows any, there's no food or drink in the studio.
Well, there's, when we go over there for pictures and stuff, all over the place.
Officially.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. They can't have food under the desk and then like pull it out during a commercial and sit there and shop. Especially if you drip something on your clothes, then you've got issues there. So
I forgot to do something. And that was the timeline with your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
And 55 days till Mother's Day. Christmas is 281 days.
<He's still
busy>. Just
sunshine. Nice day today. We have patchy frost as far south as Andalusia this morning. I know that because somebody on Facebook just commented on that on my Facebook weather page. 68 is the high today. We had 67 yesterday. That's a nice neighborhood. Welcome, spring breakers. You picked a great week. Partly cloudy tonight. Chilly overnight, low 38. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, but not a bad day. High 64. Low tomorrow night, 38. Wednesday, nice day. More sun, 67. Spring begins just before 5 o'clock at 4:58 p.m. It's also a day of a full moon. Then we'll tease 70 degrees on Thursday. I think we're dry. I've got the rain chances under 20%. Some of the models don't agree. 70s on Friday. And then I think the most perfect day in the world is Saturday, well into the 70s. Great day for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Wow. Right now this morning, north winds at 6 miles per hour. Clear skies, 45 degrees. Patchy frost in the area at 636.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Thanks, Jay.
Did you see that incredible moon set this morning?
I did not.
Oh!
I missed it.
I don't know.
What channel was it on?
It was on the Western Horizon channel.
Oh
man. I mean, it actually looked fake. It looked like a giant fake.
Really?
Giant fake.
It was lopsided. It was not round. It looked
fake moon.
Like it was overinflated or something.
Fake moon,
yeah. Anyway, I would imagine it'll be a little bit earlier tomorrow, so you won't miss it.
Cool.
Check the moonset, because that was spectacular. Yeah. It was like a big medallion hanging in the sky. What a poetic guy.
Look at this sunrise. So.
Ah, very nice.
That's pretty?
That's why I played Walking on Sunshine to open this morning.
Yay!
It is 6:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. There's a few odds and ends. Weekend box office, something significant happened over the weekend.
What's that?
That's the 3-day period that starts Friday at 6 and ends Monday morning. So it's important.
I pointed at
All right, so we got a lot to get to here.
I'm not like that. That one candidate.
See, I've visited a lot of sponsors. Oh, that guy.
And the hands. Just add his hands off, he doesn't talk.
Add the F and you got the perfect name for a candidate. Alfie, or I'll explain. It's a vulgar street term. Ladies like you don't know those kind of things. Before we head back to the traffic dungeon, among these sponsors, I have Food Outlet yesterday morning and Jack Ingram on Saturday. Adams Drugs as well. This, by the way, I find this to be such an excellent energy boost.
It's good. Yeah,
Good Neighbor Pharmacy, Pediatric Electrolyte, and only $4.37 a bottle at Adams Drugs. If you long for the days of personal service, you're not going to find that at box store pharmacies, A, because they keep merging and creating larger patient pools. At Adams Drugs, that great thing you see, like I had one prescription to get filled Saturday, so I waited on it, and three or four people came in while I was standing there, and everybody was greeted by their first name, and they were in, they were out. Saw some beautiful Easter stuff at the gift shop at the one on Vaughan Road. So if you want the kind of heirloom decorations for any holiday occasion, any season, they've got them at Adams Drugs. So please, if you really want to help a great local business that really does its best to give you that Mayberry-esque personalized service, try Adams Drugs. There's 12 locations. If you can hear this show over the air, there's one near you. AdamsDrugs.net is the place to find it at 650.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOW-WAY-2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania. And it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the After St. Patrick's Day Hangover Show. Brought to you by Tylenol, Alka-Seltzer, Tabasco Bloody Mary Mix, National Bail Bonds, Ace Locksmith and Handcuff Removal, Walgreens Instant Paternity Tests, your local sheriff's department, and Greyhound Bus Services offering discounts on one-way tickets to Central America.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It's the biggest hit of the year, Captain Mar-Vell.
Yes.
Had the 18th best second week in box office history. It did $69 million and is now up to $266 million. That's a quarter of $1 billion, a little more.
Oh, look at you.
The new Wonder Park did $60 million, 5 feet apart, which sounded awfully dreary.
Sometimes people want to go to movies to cry. Yeah. I have no idea why.
Well, that sounded like one of those $13 million for that. How to Train Your Dragon, still in the top five.
Oh, that one made me cry.
And Tyler Perry's Madea Family Funeral.
Madea.
Oh, that sounds like a laugh riot.
That's still in the top five. And the rest of the top ten, No Machas Vida 2, that was number six. That was the premiere. Captive State, also premiere number seven. The Lego Movie 2 is still in the top 10. Alita Battle Angel, and then Green Book was number 10.
Green Book is good. I like it. I really like it.
I saw the Smithsonian Channel documentary on it.
Ariel Green Book?
It's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. Yeah, every once in a while, a dame will come up with a good line on the radio.
Skirts.
You've earned my privileges for the next hour.
Skirts.
Skirts.
Oh, boy. Aren't we just the most politically incorrect? But I love it.
I didn't know they did one on Green Book. I'd like to see that.
It's excellent. It's excellent.
What, the Aerial America on Green Book?
No, just the documentary behind it and what it meant.
I'm being silly.
Decision. Jay, I'm going to ask you about this.
Okay.
Disney rehiring James Gunn to direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. He was fired in July after old tweets surfaced where he joked about stuff like rape and pedophilia.
Oh, it was bad.
Well,
they rehired him?
Yeah.
Yeah, they rehired him. I'm not exactly sure what the decision was behind rehiring after they made that decision to fire him.
If there was uniformity to punishments for past misdeeds, mm-hmm. I said, okay, whatever. But that doesn't seem to be the case. They just seem to feel that for this movie to reach its potential, they had to hire this guy back, regardless of his...
We think
perverted.
Of every comment we've ever made in our lives, and unfortunately now they're all documented. I don't know.
Mama June, remember her from Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked about Honey Boo Boo in a long time.
No reason I want to remember, but I do.
She lost a lot of weight. The word is that she and her boyfriend, Gino Doak, they were busted at an Alabama gas station.
Cocaine!
Yeah, well, if anybody's got a lot of crack, it's Mama June.
Is that
crack,
how she, don't smoke it.
Is that how she's losing weight?
That's the suspicion.
Crack don't smoke itself.
Yes. More than one person has said.
Crack don't smoke itself.
Anyway, after she was released, she had to go get her truck out of impound.
Where? So it was in Alabama?
Mm-hmm, outside of a gas station.
And we have audio, but it's so bleeped up, I just opted not to play it for
they,
it. She sounds high to
they
me.
They found the crack cocaine and the paraphernalia.
All right, menthol, Meredith.
Sounded like Jimmy Swagger for a moment.
Richard Erdman passed away. He was 93, best known as Leonard on the show Community.
Yeah. I watched that a lot, and I was sad to see that he was...
Roseanne returned to stand-up in Vegas during a set by Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably a well-matched.
I was going to say, match made in heaven.
You know, have they set up the brackets? Because every year we get the brackets.
Yeah, the brackets
song.
Are
well,
set up.
The bracket song? We didn't get the bracket
Oh, you'll
song.
Get it. The tournament doesn't start until, what, Thursday?
Yes, correct.
Tournament didn't start until Thursday, so you'll get it by then.
All right, because that's been a tradition going back to day one. There was, this is big on the Drudge Report yesterday, Paris Jackson denying that she tried to kill herself after this Leaving Neverland documentary came out.
I saw that.
And William H. Macy, in the February issue of Men's Journal, said, quote, "Never lie. It's the cheapest way to go. Lies cost you a lot, and they're never worth what they cost." And who's learning that lesson more than William H. Macy and his wife these days?
Well, I will say that at least they didn't have a kid or weren't hitting the talk circuits talking about their kid getting in like the other girl was. And her daughter was as well. I mean, it didn't seem like they were flaunting it like that.
This continues to spread.
Not that it makes it any better.
That's because Felicity Huffman is just a little bit above Lori Loughlin.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin both deleted their social.